This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for May 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Bombardier's annual aircraft market forecasts anticipate a market for 24,000 business jets worldwide through 2030, including all segments in which the company competes. Rockwell Collins has been granted another STC for its Proline 4 to Proline 21 retrofit program, making the update available to Falcon 2000 and 2000EX owners. Rockwell Collins announced this week its completed aftermarket installation of its Venue CMS, cabin management system, on two Dornier 328 DBJ aircraft. Triumph Group says its Aerostructures subsidiary has been selected by Bombardier to design and build the wing for the new Global 7000 and 8000 business jets. The work will be done in Texas. GE Aviation's integrated propulsion system for the Global 7000 and 8000, which includes the engine, nacelle, and thrust reverser, has been named Passport. The FAA has certified Honeywell's EZ2 software package for the Dassault Falcon 900 EZ Series business jet. Enhancements include Honeywell SmartView Synthetic Vision and RNP. Cessna announced this week it has orders to deliver three 208B Grand Caravans and 10 172s in Europe this year. The first annual Brunswick International Fly-In at Brunswick Executive Airport in Maine is scheduled for June 4th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's the chance to enjoy pancakes and Alan Klapmeyer's dry humor. Swedish aerospace company SSC has dropped models from balloons at altitudes of 20 to 30 kilometers to measure sonic booms for the Japanese Space Organization. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks about the past, present, and future of the 99s with organization president Susan Larson. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a clear and unlimited day.